For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. MU Healthcare announced new restrictions for visitors to its outpatient clinics starting on Monday in the wake of rising COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. The Columbia Missourian reports visitors will not be allowed except in a few circumstances. Visitors are only allowed if the visits are related to pregnancy, a new or significantly changed oncology diagnosis, outpatient surgeries or procedures involving sedation, if the patients have physical or mental limitations, or if the visitor is accompanying pediatric patients. These new restrictions come only 11 days after MU Healthcare put in place another wave of restrictions, which barred visitors except in few situations, such as a patient nearing end of life. Boone Hospital also put new visitor restrictions in place on Monday due to rising COVID-19 numbers. A St. Louis University study shows mask mandates in St. Louis and St. Louis County slow the spread of the coronavirus this summer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported yesterday that the study compared St. Louis and St. Louis County infections to neighboring Franklin, St. Charles, and Jefferson counties. The study found average daily case growth was 44% less in St. Louis and St. Louis County 3 weeks after those areas required masks. One of the study's authors is urging Republican Governor Mike Parson to require masks across the state. St. Louis Mayor Lyde Crewson says she won't run for another term next year. Crewson said yesterday that she made the decision after celebrating her 68th birthday last weekend. Crewson says she was not influenced by racial justice advocates' calls for her to resign. She came under fire in June after she publicly revealed the names and addresses of anti-police protesters. Crewson is the city's first female mayor. She says she's not endorsing a candidate to replace her yet. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported that Democratic City Treasurer Tashara Jones plans to run for mayor. Columbia College President Scott Dalrymple will step down as president December 1st, according to an announcement from the college yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports Dalrymple served as president since 2014. He cited family as the reason for his and his wife Tina's resignation. His wife Tina is the chair of Columbia College's Nursing and Health Sciences program. The chair of the Columbia College Board of Trustees will serve as acting president while the board looks for a permanent president. Three black female former detectives have accused the Kansas City Police Department of discriminating against them because of their race and gender during an internal probe of a unit that investigated sex crimes against children. In a federal lawsuit filed Monday, the women allege they became scapegoats during an internal affairs investigation of the Crimes Against Children unit. Glenys Brown, Latronda Moore, and Tamara Solomon argue the findings and disciplinary recommendations from the investigation were racially and sexually motivated. The police department says it doesn't discuss pending litigation. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.